This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hour three of the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers and Reds are now tied at three in the fourth inning. Jared Sandler will join us for an update on your baseball team at the conclusion of this game. Maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock, somewhere in there. Did get good news on Cody Bradford 4 or 5 days. He'll be out, but Bochy said could have been a lot worse. So that's good. You know, when you go out with an elbow, it could be bad. Rangers have had two sore arms the last 2 days, but Mally turned out to be okay as well. All right, Tank Lawrence has gone to the Seahawks. It's 3 years and $42 million for him, $18 million guaranteed. That is $14 million per season, so that's why. That's why he's not coming back to the Cowboys.
Okay, we got to talk about that. We also have to talk about Ian Rappaport's tweet from 60 seconds ago.
Uh-oh, what happened?
The Cowboys are in the finishing stages of a trade for Titans linebacker Kenneth Murray Jr. as the teams are swapping late-round picks. Is that another first-round pick that has not lived
That's
up
Oklahoma,
to expectations?
Right? That is Oklahoma.
Oklahoma
Chargers?
Sooner.
That is Oklahoma.
Chargers now with the Titans until he puts the star on his helmet here in, I guess, just a few moments. So double-dipping at linebacker.
14 games, 95 tackles last season. So that's a guy, you're kind of remaking your linebacker room there with Kenneth Murray, and you add Sanborn. So, my goodness. I mean, for a late-round pick swap, That's a savvy trade. I'm in on this one for Kenneth Murray.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do some reading up on him and what he's been, what type of player he's been. I don't think he's been very good.
95 tackles in 14 games. That's not bad production.
How many did he miss? I think it'd be a good question. Three missed tackles.
Oh, missed tackles. I don't know. Yeah. Just games.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, you know, my sources. You're looking at missed tackles, bad coverage, and inconsistent play recognition. Plus, he gets hurt.
Perfect.
But
smells like a Cowboy.
Athletic guy.
Very athletic.
Get after it. He can blitz.
Only 26 years old.
You know, it's not hard to be good enough to start with these Cowboys linebackers, or at least it wasn't a couple of hours ago, but I got two now.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so I do like the Sanborn move, and we'll get more into that in Football's Finest. Broad has just had a nice little breakdown there. Seems like he's going to be...
Sanborn will be fine, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, look, Murray's been available. Started 16 games his rookie year, 16 out of 17 in 22, started 15 games in 23, 14 in 24. And, I mean, he's a guy that usually gets you around 100 tackles a year, it looks like, for the most part. So... he is a productive player, but I'm sure there are warts there if you're just swapping a couple late-round picks, and I don't know what the contract looks like for him either.
Well, I mean, that contract is pretty large for DeMarcus Lawrence. I mean,
yeah, it is.
3 years, $42 million, $18 million guaranteed. That's a pretty strong deal, and there was no way the Cowboys were going to touch that. But he reunites with former Cowboys defensive line coach Aiden Durty, and... now he's going to be playing in a Mike McDonald defense in Seattle. But that's a bummer to see him go, for sure. He's been a solid player. Wish they could have found a way to bring him back. But at that dollar amount, there was no chance of it. And, Walchuk, you had heard that maybe that was just – it was heading that direction for a while now with DeMarcus.
Yeah, I mean, now that he's gone, I had some people that were talking about late in the year, like the quit word was thrown around. Like maybe if they were competing to be in the postseason – maybe then it's different for Tank. But the fact that they weren't, I don't think he was super eager to come back and play. And I also don't know how much he got along with another stud player on the defense. So this might be for the best. And shout out to DeMarcus Lawrence. You get $14 million a year, basically. Like, that's a hell of a contract for him. I think he was making $10 million a year in Dallas. So Seattle's getting themselves a great player. I mean, I think DeMarcus Lawrence is one of the more underrated Cowboys over the last 10 years. Yeah. I get the sack numbers dropped off, but down in and down out, Tank was very, very consistent and probably the only guy that you could look at on that line and be like, yeah, that dude's good against the run. Everybody else get worked.
Yeah, things have turned over from his generation. You know, different guys are around at your last contract. I could see maximizing it, and I think you'd probably have to take about a 40 or 50% pay cut in order to stay with the Cowboys, so totally understandable Tank would want to go, especially because you got to look around now and think we're not playing for a championship right now. You know, if we're coming off another 12-win season, maybe you could find a way to justify it.
It's amazing that John Owning just tweeted, I hope this is part of a master plan to improve the special teams, mm-hmm. because Murray is very, very ungood on defense.
Wow, that's the analysis.
And I love John Owning.
Oh, he knows what he's talking about.
He likes Sanborn, I know that.
Yeah, he likes Sanborn, but I guess Kenneth Murray Jr.
Hey, love him. All three phases, right?
Yeah, yeah, and at least his contract's only $5.9 million base salary.
Yeah, and I guess he's expiring after this year, too. So you got all these dudes on one-year deals.
So they're just pick swaps then, right? It's not giving up picks.
Just a late-round pick swap.
Okay.
Just the Dallas Cowboys are a melting pot for former first-round picks that have busted in a huge way.
Yep.
Fantastic. Congratulations to DeMarcus Lawrence, though. Now, let's go ahead and dip into a little bit of sounds of the sports day here. We'll see how many we can get to. I want to start with David Sampson, who is the former president of the Miami Marlins, and his perspective on the Rangers' new era hat debacle that we discussed yesterday. We actually have some that have made it to eBay now, and people are trying to flip them. We can guess those prices, but
$69.
Here is it's quite a bit more than that.
$420.
This is David Sampson, former Miami Marlins president, talking about like how does this happen and who is to blame for the disaster hat of the Rangers.
Disaster.
It's impossible. There are so many levels of approval that happen when New Era comes out with a cap. First, the clubhouse manager gets an email that has all of the new designs for the upcoming season for authentic on-field items. But that email goes to the team president, it goes to the head of marketing, it goes to the GM, and then we have to send back an approval that we approve that which baseball has designed. And before baseball sends it to you, they approve it from what New Era sends. So there are multiple levels. So it can't be, and I blame 80% of this on Texas and 20% on MLB and 20% on New Era. And the reason why I'm going 120 is that this mistake is so crazy to me that 100% is simply not enough. To not have the sensitivity or sensibility to proofread or to say out loud. It's almost unreal that these were not paid attention to by anybody. And everybody, including Texas, has bilingual employees. And so we would check, and of course in Miami, you're much more thinking about that, but we would check everything for am I missing something as a non-Spanish-speaking team president. I had a consigliere who was completely bilingual and Cuban, and he would check everything for me to make sure I wasn't missing something.
So there it is. He just wanted to brag about how attention to detail guy he is.
No doubt about that. He definitely has some hubris there.
That's why he's doing media with us
for
now.
For the uninitiated, the Rangers hat was it was a Spanish word for boobs, basically. Mm-hmm. But it was the T word version.
Yeah.
So I mean, it is the first of its kind in terms of like body part hats. We have the ass hat. We know about ass hats. But now
the division's got all kinds of crazy hats.
We have the first official boob hat.
But I think it would be easy to overlook because it's one of those things where it's over the X and you'd have to, depending on how you were looking at it, a lot of hats there that you're signing off on. Sure, these hats look fine. Let's do it. I mean, it's not like it's the Billy Ripken bat that I'm sure you guys remember from like the 88 Fleers or 90 Fleers. You guys remember that?
Billy Ripken?
Is it with the thing at the top of it?
Yeah, the bleep face there.
In the card, right?
No, yeah. it was on the
end of the bat. On the baseball card.
But the baseball card, it was there.
Yes.
I mean, that one was obvious. Like, how could somebody not have seen this?
Do you think the Texas boob hat came across the desk of? I mean, he's alleging general managers are privy to this. Like, CY was just send it off.
CY's not the GM. He's a president.
Oh, you're right. He's the president of baseball.
Now it's Ross Fenstermaker.
Fenstermaker.
Ross might have missed.
Oh, Rossi.
Might just not have, you know, known what it meant.
That's not in their department.
New on the job.
Not familiar in the Espanol.
No.
No habla inglés.
I'll tell you what, though.
Every Tuesday's a TD Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no blame to go around. It's just a funny mistake, you know? And it should be in high demand.
Definitely not as bad as the Anals of Anaheim hat.
That's what I was saying. No. And then did you look as good. Did you look at the A's hat?
Yeah, it was way worse. It was an ass hat. even the Astros were.
Yeah.
The A-hos, I think.
The A-hos.
I mean, which that fits.
Yeah.
That's good. I want to applaud New Era for some quality work. Really, so, they had to have some thought. How did this? Let's make a bunch of joke hats.
Somebody's doing bits back there.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think these Texas Rangers boob hats are selling for on eBay right now? Have you guys seen this?
I'm gonna ballpark it at $245.
Okay, we start the bidding at $245. Who wants to have a very, very small number of hats? You'd be one of a few individuals with the Texas Rangers boob hat. It's iconic. Dawson's willing to go to $200.
I'm saying it's $138.
Wow. So we've lowered the bidding now. Yeah. With Broadus, we throw things over to the Wooly Bully.
Let's go.
Who is a motorboat and SOB?
$669.
Is that $669?
That's what it said.
I'm seeing them online right now for $999. Wow.
Yeah, okay.
The lowest one I've seen is actually $750.
There we go.
Now, these haven't been sold. This is just what the bidding is starting at. So we'll see what they sell for.
Joke bidding. Do people just throw a massive
some
number?
Juggy bidding.
And they're not even gonna pay it.
Well, like, I mean, I don't think you can joke bid on eBay. I think if you're putting a bid in, you're locking yourself in for that. These are just the sales price of the people that did actually get the hat, and now they're trying to flip it on the market for, I mean, a ridiculous number. $1,000. We'll see what they get sold for.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you can't put a price on sports history, but I think people are going to forget about this in the next couple weeks, Brian. That's why I'd ask me.
$138. Yeah.
I don't think this has the staying power where that would appreciate. You know, I think you might.
This is just you want to be able to wear this, and you want to be the one or two guys at the ballpark
day flex
that gets to. Yeah, that gets to.
Why don't you just make your own boob hat?
I was actually thinking about that on the way in today. Like, how many people have the ability to just reinvent this hat for themselves, and you don't have to spend $1,000 for the boob hat.
I already saw there's boob T-shirts that somebody was making. I saw a link over there on Lone Star Ball.
Some boob tees, just a copy and paste of what the hat was, but on a T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, basically,
there on the chest plate.
We need five of those.
Yeah,
we do need. We should get those.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Opening day attire.
Yeah,
I mean, you could get a pink version and wear it for the breast cancer awareness. You know, all October. Yeah. That shirt, I'll wear that every day.
I don't know why we have to treat it like it's something bad.
Watch me.
You know, I think these are things that should be celebrated.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Celebrate them.
Why would you want to be ashamed of a word like that?
You know what?
No, embrace them. Free them.
I'm glad you said that. Let's head to Oklahoma, where the Sooners have a gentleman who is switching positions. He's going from a linebacker to tight end.
Kenneth Murray?
No, this is not. This is actually Jared Kanak, I believe is how you say his name.
Yes, the Kanak man.
Look,
is this where you're number 12 now?
Count up how many bits this guy is doing.
He's the
biggest
guy.
And keep the boob hat in mind towards the end. But how many bits is this guy doing throughout the course of this this presser moment?
Getting back in the swing of things, you know, and so right now my biggest thing is trying to get that technique back down. And, you know, that's why I'm up here all day trying to, you know, study tape. When I'm done watching our guys and some of the Wazoo stuff in the past, I like to go through and watch some NFL teach tapes and really get into that, the technician of it and the technique, and so I can get that part down and come out in the field. And, you know, that's probably my biggest focus right now.
What's the biggest adjustment?
Kind of like I just said, the biggest adjustment right now is changing from linebacker to tight end, and just the difference in you know, body position, technique, how I use my hands, because, you know, as a linebacker, you're always trying to get separation. As a tight end, you're always trying to get them in. You're trying to get inside of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
I know what you're saying.
Probably just the technique and becoming a technician, and that's the biggest adjustment, you know what I mean? And obviously running forwards instead of running backwards. I got to really roll up my hamstrings so I don't pull those.
How has the receiving aspect of playing tight end come back to you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been on those jugs like a baby on milk, so it kind of – it's one of those things where I got a lot of work to do and I got a lot of catching up to make.
Okay, how many bits did you count in the midst of that? How many right meows were there? He says,
I wasn't picking up those.
He says right meow three times. Then he does the inside, want to get on the inside, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. And then he hits him with the milk jugs on the back end.
Wow. Went super troopers on us.
Yeah. I don't know how many dudes are actually saying right meow like that, but he said it three times in the midst of that.
It's pretty strong.
Hopefully he's got some good bits on the field.
Next thing you know, he'll be asking who wants a mustache ride.
Yeah, yeah, that is right around the corner for our guy
Gardner Minshew.
But that's a dude who's probably going to bid $1,000 on the boob hat.
I could see it. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
An edition is in the books once again. Football's Finest coming up at 5:00. Up next is time for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 4:20. Zach, what's it looking like?
Have you ever tried to fight a mascot? We've got the top 10 worst mascots in sports because one guy tried to fight Sharky. That's next in the nation. But let's talk Prize Picks, shall we? I'm absolutely loving Prize Picks, and Tolos, you will as well. Go ahead and download that Prize Picks app today. We got tons of tremendous sports action for you that is out there for you to go ahead and play. You download that Prize Picks app, you use code TOLO. That's TOLO today, okay? And what they're going to do, you're going to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's TOLO on the Prize Picks app to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. It's super, super simple. All you're going to do, you're going to pick two or more player stat projections. Okay, you're just going to go more or less on 2 to 6 players for a shot to win up to 1,000 times your cash. So like Nikola Jokic, you want to go more or less 13 rebounds. You know what? Let's go ahead and hit the more on Nikola Jokic. Mavs are in action. Hey, how about a former Mav, Quentin Grimes? 19 points, more or less. He's been red hot. They're taking on the Raptors there against the Sixers. They've also got college basketball. We got tournament action. You can go ahead and do some more or less on that as well. We got hockey, we got MMA, boxing, even spring training baseball right now. I could go more on a half an RBI for Freddie Freeman today against the Cubs. So many great options on Prize Picks. So go ahead and download that app, use that promo code TOLO, and start playing now. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Rangers got runners on first and second, bottom of fifth inning. They do lead the Reds 4-3. Sands is going to join us at the conclusion. We're getting very excited about this baseball team and excited for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 4:20. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. 817's got a good point. The Rangers also have the glizzy cap this year. Some might find that offensive. I agree, 817. Another name for glizzy, hot dog, wiener. And we're going to have a problem with the boob ranger hat, but we're okay with wiener hats, apparently. I feel offended.
Should they just change it to the throat rocket hat?
I guess. Well, Chuck, that's everything's fair game.
Is that more offensive? Is it less vulgar for you?
Until you get to...
sounds violent.
You know what?
And aggressive.
And hey, I appreciate breast health awareness, okay? I'm not trying to be downgraded in any way. I know you know that about me, Chief.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
You've been leading that charge from the front for a while.
Thank you. Okay, it's time now, though, for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 4:20. Here he is, your Woolly Bully.
Let's party, boys. All right, well, who's the mascot that you just hate the most in pro sports? 877-881-1053.
Scrody the Nads.
Before we get to that, you love Scrody, okay? It's not who you like, it's who you hate. You love Scrody. I did see this, though, with DeMarcus Lawrence leaving and Zach Martin now retiring. Do you guys know who the longest
Dak Prescott
Dallas Cowboy is? Did you see this?
Dakota Rain. No, I know. You don't. I make it rain, Dakota.
It is.
CJ Goodwin.
It's Dak.
Ezekiel Elliott.
CJ Goodwin second.
I think so.
Zeke not on the team anymore, or else he would be. Him and Dak would
but
just be.
But who's to say he's not
like,
going to be?
He could be. It's possible. They could use some more offensive line help out there. But there have been a lot of Cowboy moves moving and shaking. The Kenneth Murray return, it looks like it's basically a seventh round pick that they're getting back, plus Kenneth Murray, and they're giving a sixth round pick to the Titans.
The old pick swap.
So, I mean, that's to me, even if you don't like Kenneth Murray, there's no risk involved in that whatsoever, and he's most likely going to start for you. Former team captain with the Titans as well. So one thing all these guys do have in common, good for culture and locker room vibes. Which, hey, Shoddy talked about culture.
You know, they have veterans who are probably slightly below average, but, you know, that has a tremendous amount of value on a football team with as many holes as this thing does. Could you imagine taking rookies with no experience, how much of a dumpster fire it could be? That's what they're doing. They're playing defense against the horrible season right here. That's what they're accomplishing, and I'd say they're doing a fine job of it. That's a lot of money, $6 million, though, for a linebacker that doesn't really – like cover that well or give you much other than tackling.
Yeah, well, and I guess he's got some blitz ability at 3.5 sacks last year, but we'll see what ends up happening with the linebacking core. Sanborn added, Murray traded for. They're going to be there with Maris Leofound. Do they end up drafting a guy? We'll find out here as the draft getting closer and closer. Juan Thornhill is going to the 49ers. That's also a safety. Was with the Chiefs, was with the Browns, six-year veteran. Has eight career INTs and 74 starts. So San Francisco finally didn't make an addition as they've been losing players left and right, much like the Cowboys have with now Tank. If you missed it, he did sign with the Seahawks. So earlier today, I saw this article. An angry fan tried to throw hands with San Jose Sharks mascot as their team has hit rock bottom.
Ugh.
The Sharks are terrible. They're one of the worst in the NHL. They've managed just 43 points on the season, 17 wins, 40 losses.
Baby,
oh, my gosh, they're bad. But you have, I guess, the San Jose Sharks mascot sat next to a fan. The fan fell out of his seat, then blamed the mascot, stood up, got in the mascot's face, wanted to fight him. Sharky came over to sit next to the guy, and I guess after trying to fight him, Sharky puts his hands up like, dude, it's not my fault. I don't think he actually spoke because that's against the mascot rules, but he's doing the I'm sorry, security has to come, separate the two. But I was wondering, okay, who are just the worst mascots? Because Sharky the Shark kind of looks like a pee, if you know what I mean. I mean, I think all of us could kick Sharky's ass. But there are a lot of Cowboy fans that don't like Rowdy.
You know, when he comes around, when any mascot comes around, I am a little bit uneasy because I don't want to interact with them. You know, I feel like as a grown up, you have a sort of unwritten social contract with all mascots. Don't bother me unless you see a small child next to me, and then it's on.
But, yeah, then it's on.
Yeah.
Orbit, the Commander's pig, they suck. So the 817, it is like Ace Ventura.
Major Tutty.
Major Tutty. Bobby loves
Kinda
Major Tutty.
I want to give that guy a hug.
Gosh, Major Tutty.
Major Tutty?
Yeah.
I'd like to punch him.
What
right
about the King Cake baby from the New Orleans Pelicans?
That's a weird one,
it
man.
It is so off-putting
Very
to look at.
Very bizarre. Very weird looking. The King Cake baby made the honorable mention on this list, as did Speedy the Geoduck from Evergreen State College.
Oh, Evergreen State College? That's the most hippie college.
Holy crap.
You could imagine.
The mascot, I think you got to see it to believe it. It either looks like a Schwanz or a poop.
It is.
That's on brand.
It is phallic in nature, but it's green.
It is green.
It's like the Hulks.
There was a deal at Evergreen State College. You would always get these news stories like once a year about what the weird thing at Evergreen. Like they had a nudist class, or maybe there was like a nudist dorm building.
Really?
Like it was totally wheels awesome. Off, nonconformist.
There's a fighting pickle at the University of North Carolina School of Arts.
I think the TCU Super Frog is up for debate. You know, it's a little polarizing. Now, for me, I think it looks badass. You know, but for others, they just... they don't get it.
Okay. Know. Any inflatable mascot, I think, stinks. Like, yeah. Allen has an inflatable eagle that'll walk. I always hated that.
You don't
that
want
thing.
Inflatable.
I wanted to go ahead and just take a nail or something and boop, just poke the ear out of that little eagle. That was actually pretty big. But I wanted to tackle.
Was that like that thing, that Cornhusker? I know you're a Nebraska fan.
Yeah, exactly.
They
the inflatable big, Husker.
Yeah, they kind of walked around.
Yeah, I don't like them. Yeah, they're kind of like, it's almost like a bobblehead in mascot form. Don't like them. The inflatables are annoying. The K-State mascot sucks. The Stanford Christmas tree from the 512.
Oh, the Stanford tree is good. Weird.
We're going to get to that one.
What about, how about Brutus from Ohio State?
Brutus, dude, Brutus does too much. The one Ohio State game I went to, Brutus is all over the place. We should track the steps that Brutus has during a game. It's unbelievable. Brutus and the Oregon Duck might be the two fittest of all the mascots in the country. It's unbelievable.
All the Ducks doing the push-ups.
That Miami one.
What's the Miami
Sebastian
one?
Ibis?
Sebastian the Ibis?
That one's a punchable one.
Yeah, Ibis, if your name's Ibis.
No, his name's Sebastian. He is an Ibis.
He's an Ibis?
He's an Ibis.
Is that what a cane is?
Punchable.
Punchable.
Punch.
The hell is an ibis?
The ibis pulls, man. Bird, ladies love the
ibis pulls.
Yeah. Is it a hurricane bird? Is that what it did? We.
What the hell is an ibis?
Yeah, it is.
It's like an ocean bird.
Yeah, it's a tropical bird of sorts.
Sounds stupid. Mr. Met, because we should only have Mrs. Met from the 817. Shout out to Mrs. Met, busty as hell.
How about the fighting okra from Delta State University? Look at the schnoz on that thing.
Fighting okra is absolutely incredible. Other honorable mentions, we have Sammy the Shrimp from United FC.
Yeah, and that one doesn't even look as much like a shrimp as you would think a shrimp. Like, it
doesn't look like a shrimp.
If you just look at it, you're like, that's not a shrimp.
No, like that is
their
kind of the head of
shrimps.
Yeah, basically just wears a shrimp head.
Sammy the Shrimp. It's got bug eyes. It's got
gross.
A giant mouth. And I don't know. It doesn't look like it comes to a point. Like a shrimp's face doesn't come to the point like that.
Artie the Artichoke from Scottsdale Community College. When we're doing artichoke mascots, what are we doing?
Come on. The Sammy the Shrimp, you don't even look at it and think like, where's my cocktail sauce?
No.
You just think,
I don't want to dip.
Get that away from me.
How about Sammy the Banana Slug from the University of California, Santa Cruz? This is stupid.
The
dude.
Banana slug?
Silly.
That's there.
It's a banana slug. Gritty from the Philadelphia Flyers. Now, Gritty is a scary looking one. If I was a kid, Gritty would scare the crap out of me. The bug eyes.
The Flyer one's scarier.
That's Philadelphia Flyers mascot. That's Gritty.
Oh, is that? I'm sorry.
You're thinking of the Philly Maniac.
No, the Fanatic is cool.
Yeah, that's number 10 on
okay,
here.
Okay, you're
the
right.
Big hairy green guy.
The big orange guy.
Philly
is
fanatic,
gritty,
right?
The Fanatic is good. Yeah. The hockey dude's scary.
The green guy is the Fanatic. So you like the green guy. You don't like
gritty,
the orange
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, gritty guy's awesome.
Dawson, you like gritty. You like the orange chicken?
One. Oh, come on.
Remember the San Diego Chicken?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that guy was famous. I think he was the first.
Yeah, he's all right, you know. But Gritty just, he seems like he'd be the bad guy in like Fraggle Rock or something. You know, like there's something about my childhood that Gritty speaks to and I like. You know, I want to see the kids show that Gritty's in.
Okay. I think Gritty looks
maybe he's
scary.
A Sesame Street guy. Like he's Oscar the Grouch's friend.
Yeah, I could see him being in Sesame Street. That's fair. Number 9 is the Fighting Okra from Delta State University. Huh. This is just sad. The nose that they've got on this Fighting Okra.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What are we doing?
I've never seen this one. Now I have. That's unique, at least.
Does that scream okra to you?
I don't know what okra is, but that's a low budget item.
Number 8 is the blue blob from Xavier University.
Oh yeah, it looks like one of those McDonald's deals.
It does.
Are we copying the deal from the Western Kentucky, the Hilltopper? And maybe the orange guy from Syracuse. We kind of copying that stuff now.
Mavs man from the 469.
Is this blue blob thing new?
I don't know. It's from Xavier. Blue blob isn't as scary as, I guess, another mascot that they've got, but it does nothing for them, said this article. 7 is the Cyril the Swan from Swansea City AFC.
You're just making crap up now.
No, this is real. And they've
Swansea's mascot's scary, huh?
They've got a whole, it's a swan, but the thing is the head looks like it's gnawing on its own chest. Mm. It's totally bent and curved. 6 is the Stanford tree. 5 is Bernie the Brewer from the Milwaukee Brewers.
John Schneider put on his costume one time and slid down the slide.
The mustache they've got on Bernie Brewer.
Kind of all-time stash.
Incredible.
Mangy looking.
Very much so.
Yeah.
4 is the Wooshock from the Wichita State.
Oh, Wichita State. That's crazy looking.
Yeah, it is. The face looks like it's sideways and slanted.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
That is kind of a cool looking mascot, though.
They're the Shockers.
They're the Shockers.
Shockers.
The Woo Shock. Number three is the Mad Ant from the Indiana Mad Ants. No offense to the state of Indiana, but their mascots are bad. The Mad Ant is stupid. Number two is Freddy Fever from the Indiana Fever. If you talk about frumpy, Freddy Fever's got the frump going on.
Very pear-shaped.
And then the eyebrows are blue.
Yeah.
And we're in like a rainbow suit.
So this is our Lady NBA team?
That's our Lady NBA team.
Trying to be family friendly, a little too hard there.
But number one, worst mascot, Friar Dom from Providence College.
Ugh.
And I get it. It's a bit creepy. It is. The Friar Dom.
Got the hair here. The hairstyle stuff.
There's it's got
like the San Diego Padre guy.
It's all covered up.
The face is like a wax statue.
It doesn't move. It's like bad Botox. It's like rest in peace, Joan Rivers. That's what
it looks like. The bad guy in Spider-Man that rode around on that thing. You know,
the Green Goblin. Yes, that weird creepy smile.
Yeah,
absolutely nuts. Richland College Thunder Ducks from the 214 getting texted in. My hometown college mascot is Bull Weevil, University of Arkansas State.
Yeah,
that sounds terrible. Remember the Expos mascot, Yuppie?
Yuppie. Yeah.
Carolina Disco Turkey mascot is cool. A lot of good texts. Appreciate you. And I didn't realize there were so many weird mascots, but boy, there's a lot.
Thank you, Wolchuk. Once again, the top 10 is in the books. Do the Stars have the inside track on winning the toughest division in hockey on their way to bringing home the cup to Texas? We'll discuss some hockey with you. Football's finest coming up at 5 o'clock, and we're back with all that here in the nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Rangers and Reds are now in the seventh inning. Good guys lead 4-3. Sands is going to join us when it goes final here on your home of the Rangers. You know, something I hadn't thought about is maybe that Rangers hat that's so offensive, it spells out T-E-T-A-S, which in Spanish is a slang word for boobs. But I wonder, maybe it's lost in translation. Like, is that considered a super vulgar word? What's our Spanish-speaking experts have to say about this?
Let me text my wife right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, maybe it's like there's certain words to describe things that are kind of dirty, and then there's the C-bomb. You know, we don't want to be coming over the top on something like that. Then that's a hat you'd probably have to eliminate if it's the C-bomb equivalent. You know, but if it's just a little like PG-13 way of saying it, I'd say the hat should stay. I think they made a big mistake here.
Well, if they decide they wanted to bring it back, probably end up being a hot ticket item.
I think so.
I think that we should have it for hat night.
Yeah.
You know, first 15,000, get the boob hat.
Yeah, the banned boob hat.
that would be a good bit.
Maybe we need to talk with our guy, the chief revenue officer, and, you know, see what we might have, you know, as far as a marketing opportunity here, what it's worth. Yeah. I mean, does Ray know what the bottom line on this means? Not only do you have to destroy the hats.
Jim about it.
Yeah, I think it's like if you translated it into English, you're looking at, and I haven't gotten a response from my wife yet, but it's like it's our own version of the T word, right?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
And like, and we're not making T word hats.
No, we're not.
You know, I mean, was the I love big, was that always just boobs or was that the T word when it was the breast cancer awareness? Remember, like that was the whole like campaign.
I don't remember. That. I heart big.
Yeah, I'll have to see.
It was
clean. I think it equals T word, and we can't say T word on the air.
Yeah, I mean, if you're
not going to buy your kid a T word ball cap at the park.
No, I'm not. You're right about that.
Not again after that last time.
Yeah, by himself.
Your wife hated
the
that.
Wife got mad.
I mean, it doesn't seem like a bomb of a curse word, but if you put it that way, I have to agree with you. You know, that would not be appropriate. Especially with the family environment they have going on out there at the Globe. Okay, do your Dallas Stars have the edge in the best division in hockey? This is The Athletic. We go to The Athletic / New York Times headline. Which team has the edge in the NHL's ultra-competitive Central Division? Noting that while Winnipeg is on top by 6 points, very impressive, it's because they had a blazing hot start. And their depth has sort of allowed them to withstand and be consistent, but it's not like they're lighting the league on fire. But they've just kind of, you know, stayed on top and managed to hold a fairly healthy lead. But if you zoom in on what's been going on and more recent trends, it's a little bit of a different story. They use a checklist of 10 factors that you need on your team in order to win the cup. It's basically like, do you have 12 amazing players? And they soar through the Central Division and the powerhouse teams that we have here. It's the Athletics Stanley Cup Contender Checklist. I'd never heard about this.
Me either.
And that surprises me, Woolchuck, because you're a hockey guy, you and Broadus.
Mm-hmm.
But Dallas projects to have more better-than-cup-winning players on its roster than either Winnipeg or Colorado, and that's even without Haskinen and Sagan. That reflects an astonishing amount of high-end depth. The downside is the Stars also have more players who miss the mark completely when it comes to being cup-winning players. That's how they sort of define this. Johnston actually falls below the cut for elite first-line center, and Granlund could use a smaller role overall when you look at you know where these players fit in the context of being championship-level guys. But in the end, as it all sorts out, they have the most good players, and it's by a significant margin. I think it's like 7-4 compared to Colorado and Winnipeg. So, yeah, pretty good spot here that the Stars are in. And either way you look at it, just watching the game, listening to analysts, or going deep inside the analytics and this way of measuring players, this should be the Stars' year. And you got to have the hot goaltender.
Yes.
Yeah. The one thing that Winnipeg plays very well away from their arena. And that helps them a lot. And their goal differential is really big, too. So, they get really outstanding net minding, and then they score goals. That's big. But the fact they're 21-12-0 on the road, that's a pretty salty, but they're 24-5-4 at home. Dallas is 24-7-1 at home. So the big difference is Winnipeg has been able to kind of get a few more road wins as opposed to the Stars.
Okay, so they have the rest of the week off until the return to action Friday.
They play Winnipeg.
Yeah, and then they'll be back home a lot next week, so I know a lot of people are fired up for the return of their hockey team. Tank Lawrence is gone, though, as it's been a season of saying goodbye to some iconic Cowboys. I mean, started with Tyron Smith last year, this year, Zach. I mean, to a lesser extent, Zeke, even though, people were ready to move on from him and had already said their goodbyes. That's there. But I guess this also means it's the official end of the Hot Boys.
Yeah.
It is. And an iconic nickname for their pass rushers. You probably got to go back, 7-8 years to the genesis of the Hot Boys. I still have a Hot Boys t-shirt there with the cat. Remember the cat Hot Boys t-shirt?
That's more offensive than the boob hat.
Yeah.
Did you get that shirt for free? Did somebody just...
No, I think I paid $20 or something off the internet.
Real American dollars?
You get on these blogs the day after big viral events happen, and they have a t-shirt for you to buy.
You just thought it was a really good idea to get a Hot Boys t-shirt?
I thought so, yeah. It was cool. It hangs up in my closet.
I don't see you breaking out t-shirts all the time.
No,
I've worked with you now almost 5 years.
And you're a hoodie guy.
Every day. Even at like 90 degrees, you're a hoodie guy.
Yeah, I have summer hoodies. Yeah.
Summer hoodies, just lighter.
I'll go t-shirts, though.
You drink when you bought the t-shirt?
Around coaching. Around the house.
When you, like, for instance, you're wearing a hoodie right now. Yeah. Are you wearing a shirt underneath that hoodie?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Yeah.
So. In the summer?
Okay. All right.
Would you be?
But usually it's a blank t-shirt. This one happens to have a logo on it. In the summer, yeah. Yeah, t-shirts in the summer around the game.
I've seen you in a t-shirt. I've never seen your legs.
No, you probably never will.
That's actually on the G-Bag Nation bet payoff board. Yeah. It's just Dawson wearing shorts to work.
I thought about doing that at Radio Row. I couldn't suffer the humiliation.
Oh, that would have been incredible.
Is it the paleness or just the general frailty?
The general frailty more than the paleness.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind the paleness.
Wear shorts either?
He is an anti-shorts guy.
I've never seen him in shorts either,
And he's got strong legs,
I bet Hagee's got calves on him.
Oh, yeah.
Like we marvel at Choppy's calves. I bet Hagee's got sneaky, giant calves.
Big men, sneaky calves.
A lot of people are informing me the breast cancer awareness, I heart big, was boobies.
Okay.
Quite simply.
I love them all.
Not the T word.
But it has become clear over the text here that a number of people were offended by that, Brian. So your suggestion that we order some of those T-shirts, I think, offended a lot of our audience.
I mean, Tolo D said that she doesn't consider it vulgar. It's a nickname in Spanish for breasts. And my wife texted back and said that she said, depends on the context, but not very vulgar. but she does say it would be probably more vulgar than Chi-Chi's, which is another Spanish.
Oh, more vulgar.
More, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We call you Cheech, right?
Let's make a Chi-Chi's.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because people call me Chi-Chi a lot growing up. Yeah, I had no idea.
I always call you Cheech.
Cheech. Let's go. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The Texas Chi-Chi's would be a nice nickname, you know, when you're doing your Spanish speaking week.
Yeah.
Appreciation and all that, respecting it.
Yeah, so we can get these T-shirts, and that's offending people?
I don't know. It offends some people.
How about you just have some freaking class for once, Brian, and just not be suggesting that we wear a vulgar.
Well, Broadus was on eBay in the commercial break putting bids on T-word booby hats.
Yeah, I was.
If you decide to not.
Came up with $1,000 to do it.
I'll take a size large. Yeah,
he met the man at his price, dude.
I said, do you take Discover?
Do you take Discover? I want to get the points.
We got 3 hours down and two to go here in the G-Bag Nation. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. Football's Finest is next, Eric.
We have a scouting report on your new Cowboys linebacker and workout with Aaron Donald at your own risk next year in the Nation.